your CEF mobile.
ZEW, this is Ben. How you doing?
All right, I'm on my way home, ready to enjoy some time this weekend.
I'm trying to wrap some stuff up with work for the weekend.
That's the way Friday is. You hurry and wrap everything up, you can leave.
I'm working from home today, so I just shut the office off when I'm done. But, hey, can I borrow you for a minute for an antenna test?
Down the road, I'm all ears.
I built a dual band antenna, and I need to. I know I'm breaking squelch on this repeater with it, but I don't know if the sound is coming through or not.
Whatever antenna you're using, but are you gonna swap to it, or what you need to do?
To it. Give me about 10 or 20 seconds.
Standing by.
Hey, this is Ben, KO4ZEW.
Can you? Yeah, there's some white noise. It's definitely not as clear as your last antenna, but it is definitely working. It's getting into the repeater. Like I said, beyond the white noise in the background, that's it.
Very encouraging. I'm using a handheld to do this with. That's 5 watts, so Simpsonville to Caesar's Head, I guess it's reaching pretty well.
Going just fine. It's, and I think that's probably what makes sense. Your volume's slightly lower. I assume that's due to the different wattage, but, other than that and the white noise, I mean, you sound fine. You're copyable, and I can hear you well enough over the sound of my truck driving down the interstate.
Awesome. Success.
It's nice when your antenna that you build works out.
The homebrew. I'm going to switch back to the base unit. I'll be right back.
4 CEF, standing by.
ZEW. Okay, I'm back on the base unit.
Back. So tell me, so did you build like a 2-meter ground plane, or what kind of antenna was it you built?
Really kind of not sure what to call it. I call it the Ugly Spider, and it was in the June-July magazine, the ARRL magazine, On the Air, and it's supposed to be a dual band. Let me see what they would, what you'd call it. It's pretty wild. It looks like a three-dimensional X in a way.
Four radials coming off the bottom, and then two lengths of wire coming off the top of it or something like that. It gives you two dual band, or is it one length off the top with some radials on the bottom?
Close. It has four radials off the bottom. One is 19 inches, one is 6 inches. And then, so that's the four on the bottom. Two are 19 inches, two are 6 inches. On the top, there's another one of each. And they're all bent at a 45-degree angle. So I have the four downward-sloping radials, and then there's, like, two in a V-shape up top, but one is 19 inches and one is 6 inches.
That is a great antenna. It was my first antenna build, and it was built on a SO239 connection, and it had the four radials coming off the bottom of it, bent at an angle. And then you had the two vertical, radiating elements. And one of them was for 2 meter, and the other one was for 70 centimeter. And I did the exact same thing. I put it in the wife's ficus tree, and I run a coax up to it. And that thing was, it did some work for some while, until I finally got a external antenna put up.
Yeah, that's really cool. This sounds like exactly the same thing. I used the SO connector as like the midpoint, the connection, and then soldered all the radials off of that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them.
You know exactly what you're talking about. Mine was similar. I followed, it wasn't in the magazine. I followed, it was a YouTube video. I think his name is, it's K KB9VBR or something like that. And I watched him, and he was talking about how easy it was. So I found the plans online, and I ended up building it. And that was definitely my first antenna that I built and used to start talking on the repeaters around here.
Cool. Yeah, the way this was put together, I'm going to call it not weatherproof. I may end up putting it in the attic, depending on how it performs in there. That's kind of the next step. But yeah, that's really cool. I was able to do just localized tests, but I wanted to get some testing on a repeater with some real-time feedback.
It was definitely doing good, and I actually did the same thing with mine. Like I said, it started in a little fake ficus tree, and then it eventually got moved up into the attic, and I still keep it hooked up nowadays. And every once in a while, if we get a bad thunderstorm come through in the summertime, I'll unhook everything else and then hook that antenna up that's in the attic, which is that little 2-meter ground plane, and I'll use it to listen to the Greenville Skywarn instead of one of the external antennas.
Yeah, that's my plan as well. I've got a disc cone on top of the house, which I started with as a scanning antenna. And what I want to do is put the base unit on this dual band antenna, and then have the disc cone be specifically for scanning and SDR.
Sure, it'll work. And if you wanted to put it outside, you may be able to just take some hot glue and melt all over it and kind of encase it in that, and that may be enough. I mean, as long as the coax is sealed and the water doesn't get in it, I think you would be all right.
Yeah, I've got a little bit of hot glue around it on the top, but not a whole lot. And because the tough part was securing, I'll call it the V, securing the top radiators to that little pin in the middle of the SO connector. That was a challenge there. But the bottom four, I was able to solder them on there, no problem.
Oh, exactly where you're coming from. I actually ended up using, I can't remember what it is, little U-shaped connectors, and I just used some screws and some washers to tighten it down to the SO239. So mine's still, I could take them off if I wanted to, but like I said, I haven't modified that antenna since the day I built it, and that's been when I first got my technician's license and started transmitting using AHT. So that's an awesome project. I've tried to recommend it to anybody that's kind of first getting into the hobby. If they need something and they want to get a little better signal than the little 19-inch whips that you put on the HTs, I think it's a great way to go.
To really playing around with it a little bit. I was looking on the internet just now, and I found one site I referenced called the NA4IT Cheap Dual Band Ground Plane Antenna.
Yeah, they're probably all, kind of similar design. People attach the radials a little different, whether they use screws or solder them straight to the SO239. So, it's interesting, different designs, but it's all based around that same little ground plane idea.
Yeah, I've seen different ways and people riveting them and stuff like that. I got six little crimp-on loop connector ends and used four of those. And then on the top, I got a forked end and just kind of bent the two tines over the radiators and soldered that. Pretty solid after I soldered everything.
Glad it worked out for you. I'm glad your project turned out good, and it's working well. Like I said, that was the nice part. You start doing little projects like that, it teaches you the antenna theory and stuff. So I really felt doing that kind of stuff really helped me out when I finally did go for my general, after a while, because you got to at least be knowledgeable about the the wavelengths and the lengths and stuff you need. Even if you don't know all the formulas, you have a pretty decent idea of all of it. So I really think it helped me out in the long run. KO4CEF.
4ZEW. Yeah, it was a really fun project. It's taken me a couple of weeks. Just because I've got family life and stuff too, and travel for work. I just got my technician in April, and then I got my general in July. And so I'm kind of pausing right now and just let things solidify and experiment and let things really sink in well before I go for extra, because the extra is a lot of material.
I've heard that. I've not started studying for mine yet. I always find some good excuse, at least what I think is a good excuse, not to start studying, but I need to break down one day and actually do it. But, you know, I'll dabble in Morse code a little bit, try some stuff out. But I think that's the great thing about the hobby is there's so many different areas that you can just, you know, try out and dabble if you want and figure out what you enjoy and what you don't. And that's what I like about it. Is if you don't like doing something, you don't really have to stick with it. You can try out something else.
True. I've actually not gotten into the ATF stuff yet that comes in general, because there's so much you can do. I kind of want to get a sense of, you know, what's grabbing my interest, where do I want to go with the ATF stuff before I just start throwing equipment and money at it. I want to kind of say, all right, this is where, you know, these are my entry points, and so I have some, you know, clear things to shoot for, but I don't know, might be hobbling myself doing it that way.
I don't think anybody can answer that question, but I started on the HT, and then I bought a mobile unit, and I ended up buying my first HF radio was the IC7100, but you know, once you start seeing the new radios with the screens and everything on them, I kind of really wanted that. So I ended up settling on an IC7300. And I'm glad I did, because I really enjoy it. And it's usually easy to set up, and it let me try out a lot of different stuff. So, you know, you get to try out the FT8 and digital modes and all different kinds of stuff. And you know, you can, you know, the cool thing is, even on the HT, you can start getting into the satellite stuff. And I highly recommend just trying it out with the little 19-inch whip. It's really neat that you can hear a FM satellite and people talking on it as it passes overhead. I thought that was something super cool from the time I got into the hobby, that I still dabble in it here and there.
That's cool about the HF radio. I'm looking at the IC7300 and the Yaesu 991A, and I've kind of tipped the scales to the 9300. It's just, I've got a couple of Yaesus already, and their menuing system is kind of convoluted. So I think the 7300 is going to be easier to use, and it's like not everything in one box. So if I'm on the 991 and it goes out, then I'm going to have to be pulling backup radios or something. So I've pretty much honed in on that piece of equipment.
And I think both of them are really good pieces of equipment, but, you know, I feel like the 7300 is a little easier to set up sometimes. But then again, I'm sure if you learn the 991A, it would be just as easy to work and, you know, kind of, you know what to go and do if, when you move from one program to the next. You know, your digital modes all kind of revolve around the same menu options. So unless you really go way outside of that, it's probably not that bad. But you got to learn those menus to start with and how to use the radio, and that's where you finally get settled in a little bit. But I think both of them are probably great choices. I love my 7300. And I'm glad I bought it, but, I mean, I know people that have 991As, and they enjoy those, too. So I think they're both good radios.
Out. And you had mentioned satellites, so I've got an ISS tracker on my phone that'll shoot me an alert when the ISS is coming within certain parameters, a certain number of degrees above the horizon, and distance as well. So I've taken the handheld just like when I, okay, here comes a pass, and I'll stick it in the window, and I can usually catch about a minute or two, sometimes a little more when it's when I've got a better pass over. But that just whet my appetite for satellite stuff. So I might eventually build a dual band Yagi or something and start messing around with that. Because that was just really cool being able to. It was just people using the ISS repeater. But that I could listen in on that was just like a really big deal.
Exactly what I did. You know, I found out I could use the HT and you kind of tip it on its side and, you know, angle it a little bit towards the satellite and you could hear it. And I did. I thought that was the coolest thing in the world to hear people talking on the satellite going overhead. So I'm actually working on that project slowly as to get my satellite set up. Like this weekend I'm going to try to buy a rotator that has the azimuth and elevation, so, you know, but even that not absolutely necessary, but there's a lot of little components that you can add to your setup, make it a little more smooth. I've got the Aero antenna and I highly recommend it. If you ever want to look into just a handheld Yagi that you can use, it's a great antenna. But, you know, you can only stand there for so long holding that thing up before you get tired of it. And, you know, some of them guys get on those FMs and they talk and they're just rattling off call signs and it's too fast for me to follow half the time.
ZEW, I was actually, I think it was the Shelby Hands Fest this summer, and there was some guy selling one of those Aero Yagis for like $50 or something, and I just so regret not grabbing that. I was like, I need to get that. And I walk around a little bit, and somebody bought it out from under me. I should have just snapped it up, because now I'm like, oh, man, I really missed a good one there.
I would honestly say so. That's it's a great antenna. The only thing that sucks is trying to get it put back up, you know, because it's got the 3 2-meter radials on it, or the elements, and those things take up a lot of room, so I usually have to take them off to put the antenna up, but I usually leave the 70 centimeters on it, but it's been fun. I like to bust it out every once in a while, and when I get this rotator this weekend, I may use it and put the Aero, kind of figure out how to mount it on something, and that way I can just kind of track a couple satellites and see what I can do this weekend. Who knows, but... Well, Ben, I am pulling in the driveway, so I'm going to head on in here and spend some time with wife where she goes on her little evening excursion she's going on. But it has been fantastic talking to you, and I hope to hear you again on the radio. I'm glad your antenna worked out, and, maybe we'll talk to each other on the satellite or something one day. You never know. KO4CEF, and I will be clear in your final 7-3.
Appreciate the feedback on the antenna. I'm thrilled it's working. And but yeah, I'm on every now and then. I work from home, and so when things get slow at work, I'll turn on the radio, kind of like I did today. And so I'm on the net every now and then. But yeah, great QSO. Thank you very much. This is KO4ZEW, and I'll be clear.
KXKI4DOS mobile. 4HKX, KI4DOS mobile.
4DOS, KO4NUE.
UE, KI4DOS mobile.
You having a good day?
Having a real good day, enjoying the sunshine.
Are you out gallivanting around?
Yeah, I had it back towards the house now. I got a couple errands I got to run when I get there, but ain't no biggie.
Heard you hollering on here, just to make sure you're all right and all, but I'm getting ready to do my duties for this weekend, so I just wanted to check in with you, make sure everything's all right.
Fine. I was hollering at Patrick, and he and I saw him out here, and I went one way and he went the other. I guess he went up to... Looks like he was going up towards Highway 11, and I'm out here cutting through the country.
Deal. Okay, well, like I said, I Everything's all right, so I guess I'll let you go. Go ahead and get ready for bingo night, I guess. But nice talking to you, sir. And 73, you be safe. I'll give you a holler later.
Good. You enjoy your bingo night. And tell me you want to get up there and call the numbers and the letters out.
No, it's all right. I can't count. They got me running concessions. And, I get fussed at all the time because I can't get the change right. But I just give them something. And if they complain, then I give them something else. But, we still make money. I don't know how, but we do.
Well, when you get up there, don't eat too many hot dogs and stuff. And you've not been able to count. I was just wondering how you figured out how much two hot dogs and a Coca-Cola cost. To tell the people that when they give you if they give you an odd, say it costs $2.25 and they give you $3, how you figured out how much change to give them back?
That written down, but it's that oddball stuff. I got most of the combinations written down, but when, they want a cheese stick and then, you get off of the hot dogs and then they throw a cheese stick in there, that just, that messes me all up. So what I've been doing lately is they come up and want four or five things, okay? So the way I've been doing it here lately, and it blows their mind, is, okay, they want a Sprite, a Pepsi, a Mountain Dew, a hot dog, and a bag of chips. So I'll get the bag of chips and say, pay me for the bag of chips. And then, okay, what kind of drink you want? Well, here's the Sprite. Pay me for the Sprite. that's about the only way I can do it, but I can't count too good.
My cell phone, it's got a calculator in it. Just put it on calculator, and when they ask you for this, that, and the other, you just total it all up. And then add about 10% to that, and that way you can make a little more money.
It keeps the line down when you do it my way. So if you go too fast, they have to keep lining up. They slow things down a little bit, then, I know that don't sound right, but I do the best I can do.
What can be expected of you. And give you some idea of where I'm at, I just went by 101 over here on 414.
Okay, well, you well on your way then. All right, brother, tell Miss Joy I said hello, and you be safe, man. Get your errands done. And if I don't make it for the net tonight, they got the jackpot tonight, so I may not make it in on net on time. Just check me in by relay or whatever, but. When jackpot's going on, they run late trying to win it. So, more hot dogs for me, I guess. All right, Gary, 73s. You have a good night and a good day. I'll talk at you later. KO4 in UE, clear.
I'll listen for you, and if I get to the all call and you're not in there yet, I'll go ahead and relay you in. That's not a problem. And just don't eat too many of them hot dogs. I don't know, coming from the up there, I don't know if they got mustard, chili, and onions on them or not, but you don't need to be eating too many of them at one sitting.
I take my little special food, so I don't have to, diet ain't too fun, but it is what it is. I got to do what I got to do, so. It's carrots, and I don't even want to talk about it. It's just depressing. Anyway, 73's Gary. Have a good night. Talk to you later. KO4 in UE. I'm clear.
Here, have a good evening up there at the VFW. I know you don't play bingo, so you don't have to worry about winning that pot. But I will listen for you tonight. If you're not in there, I'll relay you in. 73, my friend. Have a good evening, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. KO4NUE, KI4DOS Mobile.
73 Chad, KO4HKX. I'm here, Gary.
Patrick?
Oh, yeah. I stopped and grabbed me another cold Pepsi, and I'm heading up 11 now.
I hollered for you a minute ago. You must have been out of the truck. That's right. Chad came back. He, excuse me. He thought I might be having some kind of problems over here, and that's the reason I was calling you. But where you turn right, I turn left, and I went down to 414, and I'm running 414 over to 25. And then I'll go south, and you get up at 25 on 11, you'll go north, right?
I could have went either way on that one. I just, 11's a straight shot.
It ain't straight shot, too, but it's a curvy road. It's not as straight as Highway 11 is.
11 all the way out to 276 and just come right across the mountain that way if I wanted to, but I don't know, being the weekend and all these leaf lookers still around here.
It's a problem when you get up there with the people rubbernecking, looking at the leaves and stuff. Of course, most of them, I guess they started falling pretty much up there. They falling down here pretty quick.
Weekend would have been the prime weekend to go leaf looking, but there's still a few on there, mostly browns now, though.
Well, I'm down here at North Greenville Junior College, you know where I'm at, on 414, so making pretty good time across through here. It's a little curvy country road, but I kind of like it this way. I thought about going up and running down 11, but it, yeah, 15, one half dozen, the other ain't that much difference in them.
So you could run over 11, hit 135, and come down into easily that way, but like you say, it's half dozen, one the other. It's just what you want to drive.
I guess I don't have to, but I'm going to stop up here at the Wally World in Traveler's Rest. And me and Joy eat these sausage, egg, and cheese biscuits. And I go in there at Wally World and get a, you know, they come either 8 or 12 to a box. And I go in there and get a couple of boxes of those, and then I don't have to much do to cook breakfast.
Wouldn't have to be in the red box, would they? Kind of know what you're talking about.
Yep, that's them.
I was at the house myself.
Pots and pans to wash after if I do it that way. If I fix them myself, then I got the pans and everything else I got to wash. The dishes I can stick in the dishwasher, but I don't put pots and pans in the dishwasher. I like to do them by hand. That way I know they're clean.
For that, I don't eat them every morning, but a lot of sometimes when I'm leaving at 5 o'clock in the morning, I just don't feel like eating breakfast. I'll take one of those, and I got a microwave on the tool truck. I'll just throw it in it sometime during the morning.
Well, we eat them just about every morning. Some mornings I'll eat a bowl of cereal or something like that. I'm like you. I don't like to eat when I first get up. I got to be up a little while before I can do that. And so I got in that habit when I was years and years ago when I drove a truck all the time. You know, I'd get up and go to work and ride down the road for a couple, two or three hours, and then stop and get something to eat. But I don't like to eat when my feet first hit the floor.
And it's usually an hour or two before I'm ready to eat anything.
Yeah, I am, but anyway, well, I'm coming up on the traffic light out here at Highway 25 now. So I'm going to go down here and stop at Wally World. That way I don't have to go to Wally World over in Easley. I could just wait and go to that one. But if I'm going right by one, might as well stop. What do you think?
Probably be a good idea. That way you can get what you need. Don't take a chance because the next place may not have it.
But, you know, who's to say they got it? You know, I might get up there and they not have it. And then I have to go to Easley anyway.
those breakfast biscuits are, you can get a better deal on them at Sam's than you can at Walmart.
I had a Sam's over there next to us, but I had never used it. I don't have a Sam's card. And my youngest son's got a, you know, he goes to Costco all the time. And I told him, I said, I don't have a Costco card either, so I guess I'll just stick with what I got.
We use it for the business stuff, and we get the personal stuff there, too. We'll come down to that one in Easley quite often just to get out of house and something different. The one in Hendersonville is a little small, Sam, so it doesn't have a whole lot of stuff in it.
We used to get a lot of stuff at Sam's, but I let my card expire, and I just ain't never got another one, so that's the name of that, too.
Well, just the two of you is probably not that big a deal to need it.
There, if I was doing it for the whole family, you know, it'd probably be a little different. But just the two of us, it's not that bad. But anyway, I'm on 25 South now, headed on down the road. I'm going to get down here in TR and whoop in that Walmart in just a minute. I got to go around. This car's running 45 miles an hour out here on 25. I don't know what his problem is. But anyway, we'll make it home, I hope. KI4DLS mobile.
45 out on 25. He's looking to get run over. This is what he's doing. KO4HKX.
They come up through here a while ago, and there was a South Carolina Highway Patrol on a motorcycle, and he had had a vehicle pulled over. So I'm kind of minding my P's and Q's and not getting real excited down through here, but I'm going to run more than 45.
But I'm almost out here to 25. I'll be there in just a second or two.
Well, I'm glad you made it that far. And when you get home, tell Miss Elise we said hello. I enjoyed the visit y'all came when y'all came down the other day. We really enjoyed that, and we'll have to do it again. I got to, when Joy's able to, when she feels like she can ride, we'll throw those things in the back of the truck right up to your place.
To have you whenever you feel up to it, or Joey does, either one. Love to have you up.
Well, one of these days, I don't know when it'll be, Joy was grooming the dog the other day, and sitting in those hard back, you know, the hard kitchen chairs. She put her stuff over the table, you know, and was working on the dog. Of course, I get to clean up afterwards, which is, it don't bother me a bit, the cleaning up part. But, the dog is, I don't know, she's skittish. Carried her to a groomer, and she just, you know, wouldn't settle down for the groomer. So Joy does it herself, and the dog doesn't seem to mind it as bad when Mama does it instead of a stranger.
One that way, too. I don't take her to the groomer, but she don't like strangers. It takes her a little while to get used to people.
That's about little dogs there. I think they're more that way than the big dogs are. And I don't know why, but it just seems that way.
Not like they got more to prove, KO4HKX.
Get them that one. I hadn't thought about it that way.
The little man syndrome.
The Napoleon syndrome?
Call it that, too.
Oh, man, we liable to get in trouble if we keep talking like that. Patrick, I'm fixing to pull in here to the Wally World. I'm going to go in here and see if I can find me a place to park. And I'm going to run in, see if I can get me some biscuits, and then I'll be on back out. But I'll give you a holler when I come out of the store and see if I can still get you if you're not in the black hole.
I'll probably be in the black hole by then because I'm out on 25, getting ready to go up the mountain now.
It won't be long before you get in that black hole, it will you.
At all. It comes up pretty quick.
Been enjoyed it. We've had a good time today, and I'll be looking forward to seeing you in the morning. We'll go up to Gaffney and see what kind of trouble we can get into up there. In the meantime, you take care. Be careful driving on home. I'm going to pull it in the parking lot up here now. I'm going to find me a parking spot and go in and do my thing. So you have a safe ride on to the house, and we'll talk at you tomorrow if we don't talk to you before then. KO4HKX, KI4DOS Mobile.
Gary, good to talk to you. Good to see you today. And look forward to in the morning. KO4HKX, and tell Miss Joy we said hello. I'm clear.
73, KI4DOS Mobile clear.
4DOS, KM4AIT.
4AIT, KI4DOS Mobile.
Yeah, people talking about the Hempfest.
Somebody, KM4AIT, KI4DOS Mobile.
Mr. Gary, this is Vince. How you doing, sir?
Vince fixing to jump out of the vehicle. I'm up here at Wally World and got in a parking spot, and I'm going to cut the truck off in a minute and go inside and see if I can do a little shopping. How you been?
Well, be doing great. Doing great, Gary. Sure are. Just to let you, I know I heard you talking. I know you're in a hurry. And I just want to jump in and say hello. Had some trouble with some antenna and problems. And we had a storm and knocked all my antennas down. But I'm working on that, getting it back up. We'll try to check in with you again there on 610. But the first time I ever talked to you on mobile. So good to hear you, Gary.
I hope everything goes well with you. And, like I said, I'm going to run in here and do my shopping and come back out in just a minute or two. So if you're still out there, I'll throw my call sign back out when I come back and get in the truck. Sam Tree, my friend, KM4AIT, KI4DOS Mobile.
Okay, Gary, thanks a lot for coming back to me. We're going to be out of the truck. We can get close to home, but I want to get to talk to you, and we'll check in with you as soon as we can. Have a good one. Be careful in Wally World there, Gary. KM4AIT Mobile, we go.
And anybody that knows about the
Ham Fest
tomorrow.
KI4DOS. I ain't got but just a minute. There's a Ham Fest in Gaffney. I don't have the information right in front of me, but it's up there in Gaffney. It's going to be at, I want to say Southside Baptist Church. I can't remember right off the top of my head the name of the road or nothing else, but it starts at 7 o'clock and goes till about 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Over.
Affirmative. It's going to be 204 West O'Neill Street. I just wonder, are you familiar with the workings up there? Or is it a big fest or what?
It's a tailgate affair. People go up there and park and sell out of the back of their trucks. They do have some inside tables. But it's costly the same whether you tailgate or just walk around or got an inside table. I think it costs $5 to get in over.
That's what I saw online. I just never been to that one. I was wondering, you know, how big it is or whatever. Been up from Spartanburg, but it's probably worth a trip just to see what's going on.
It's worth a trip. It's last year they had a good many people out there tailgating. I don't know what it'll be this year, but had a good crowd last year. So hope to see you up there. KY4QM, KI4DOS Mobile.
Appreciate you coming back, and I'll probably see you up there. Probably pass each other somewhere along the line. I'll be wearing the Trump stuff, so watch out for me.
They'll be looking for you. Take care. KY4QM, KI4DOS Mobile Clear.